Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, thanks for downloading the Third Coast podcast. I'm Dennis Funk. Today we have a special podcast for you, but first I need to mention that our summer fundraiser ends on July the 31st and Third Coast needs your help to keep us going strong. Your donations help us pay producers whose work we play on this podcast, and they allow us to put on our conference, Filmless Festival and live listening events. Your support has also helped us build a brand new website that we'll be launching this fall. It will make it possible for you to listen to great stories from all over the world on any device, anywhere, at any time. So if you love what Third Coast does and you want to keep that love alive for years to come, then head over to our website, thirdcoastfestival.org, and support us with a donation. Every gift we receive will be doubled thanks to a match from the Third Coast board, and everyone who donates will receive a free audio walk from Detour. On today's podcast, we're doing more of what we do best at Third Coast, sharing amazing audio storytelling. One of the ways we find out about great stories is through our annual competition. Each year, we listen to a sonic flood of hundreds of entries that pour into our ears. Of course, we receive pieces from shows and producers we already know, but among those entries are also stories from brand new podcasts and rookie radio makers. That's exactly how we came across the piece I'm going to play for you now. It's the very first episode of the podcast, How to Be a Girl, by producer Marlo Mack.
6 years ago, I gave birth to my first and only child, a boy.
Hello. I am 38. I'm 29, and I really love you.
When he was 2 years old, my son began insisting on wearing only pink clothes, preferably ones with lots of sparkles and ruffles on them.
She just is so pretty. She really loves me.
When he turned 3, he begged me to buy him some dresses and let him grow his hair long. That made the grandparents a little nervous, but we went with it.
So her dress comes off?
It's kind of hard. It would hurt. That one's a fairy and that one's a princess.
Why is she a fairy and she's a princess?
Because fairies are magic and princesses don't. That's the difference. And also, they can't fly and they can't. Fairies fly and princesses walk.
And then one day, in a conversation that I kind of knew was coming, but it still knocked the wind out of me, my child told me that he was actually a girl, not a boy. He looked me in the eyes and told me something had gone wrong in my tummy that made him come out as a boy instead of a girl. He wanted me to put him back. He begged me to put him back, to fix this mistake. He was 3 years old. I spent the following year resisting, trying to present alternatives. I told my child over and over again that he could continue to be a boy and play with all the Barbies he wanted and wear whatever he liked, dresses, skirts, all the sparkles money could buy. But my child said no, absolutely not. She was a girl.
What are your favorite things to play with?
My princess things.
Your princess things? Why do you like princesses so much?
I just kind of do.
Do you think it's okay for boys to like princesses?
But I'm a girl.
After 12 long months of making both myself and my child miserable, I finally let my little boy go.
Goodbye. Hello! Now let's do it. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
We switched to female pronouns and told our family and friends that she was a girl now. She wanted a new name, a girl name.
How did it go?
At first, she picked Rainbow. I was relieved when she changed her mind and named herself after her aunt. So now I have a girl.
Talk about princesses.
A daughter.
Actually, I need to hear about how spaceships fly.
A really happy daughter. I adore my daughter. But sometimes, I look at photos of my baby boy, and I miss him so much. This probably sounds crazy, but sometimes I wonder where he is. It's like he was a dream I had one night. And then morning came, and I woke up, and he was gone. And now there's this little girl in his place, telling me that the boy was just a dream, just someone I imagined. As far as she is concerned, there never was a boy. Could you explain that to me one more time? What's the difference between you and Holly?
She's a vagina and I'm a penis. I'm a girl with a penis and she's a girl with a vagina.
You're a girl with a penis and she's a girl with a vagina?
Yes.
So now that I have a daughter instead of a son, what does this actually mean for her? And for me as her mother?
Pink is a mama, pink is a mama.
Other than letting her wear pretty dresses and using different pronouns, what has actually changed? What does this newly minted girl need to know? What do I need to teach her about how to be a girl?
A girl alien does all the work. Well, the boy alien sleeps and eats.
Do I even know how to be a girl?
The girls also have blue and purple spots.
And if a girl can be a senator or an astronaut or a plumber, if a girl can wear pants and have short hair, if a girl can even have a penis, what is a girl anyway?
Who gets to decide if you're a boy or girl?
Me!
That was Mama, I'm a Girl from the podcast How to Be a Girl. The show's producer, Marlo Mack, came to the Third Coast Conference, our big gathering of radio producers here in Chicago, in 2012. She said she was already recording her daughter at the time and came to the conference knowing that she wanted to make some sort of podcast but was a bit fuzzy on the details. As it turns out, Marlo was in the right place to figure it out.
In 2012, I remember thinking, oh, I just met this phenomenal person, and wow, she's so talented, and the person before her, he was so talented and amazing and such an interesting person. And I remember thinking, well, I guess I just met the two most interesting people here, and then the next person I talked to would be similarly thoughtful and engaging and curious and creative. And that was sort of my running experience through the whole weekend, was that this really was a gathering of just people that I found who were really trying to do interesting things and were doing interesting things. So that was a big game changer for me. It took another year before it resulted in my own actually creating anything, but it definitely had a big impact on me.
Now, we first heard How to Be a Girl through our competition. What motivated you to enter?
It seemed like really one of the best ways to try and get my work heard by all the people whom I admire and try to emulate who are making amazing audio. So it was a sort of an obvious thing to attempt, to get my stuff out there.
So what's changed for How to Be a Girl since you first started? Where's it going now?
Well, I've just started what I'm calling season two, and I'm trying to take it out of the living room, I guess. It's been very much just me and my daughter, and I'm trying to expand it to show the world that we live in. I've interviewed some transgender friends who are adults, and some other parents of transgender kids who are in our community. So I really want to continue to focus on what it's like for me and my daughter, but to give a broader sense of the community that we've become a part of through this.
Marlo Mack, creator of the podcast How to Be a Girl. To read an extended interview with Marlo, which, by the way, is a pseudonym, stop by thirdcoastfestival.org and check out her library spotlight. Every year at Third Coast, we hold a Short Docs Challenge that brings hundreds of brand new, tiny little radio stories into the world. We host every single one of these Short Docs on our website and let the public vote on the best of them to eventually crown the People's Short Doc Award winner. This year's voting wrapped up a few weeks ago, so let's have a listen to the story that won. It's a piece by independent producer Sarah Curtis called Where Do I Find You Now?
Dear Studs, it's April. It's dusk. I'm thinking about my trip to the bone-chilling East Coast this winter. I got to tromp around in the middle of a snowstorm with my childhood best friend and record that laugh of hers. But there are a few moments from that trip that I just can't shake. Can I share them with you?
Of course.
Okay, so I held this wide-eyed, cooing 6-week-old baby. And then spent time with my 91-year-old, typically very articulate grandpa.
Get in here! This is Marvin!
Clearly beginning to lose track of his words.
Lions? No, not lions. Musicals.
I got for you, of all the cunning little baby blowing up to holy men. For what for you, the people growing old and dying if we must be born again. For what for you, the living.
Playing, small children playing.
That's my friend Emily's daughter, Addie.
Can you help me?
To feel needed is terribly important.
I know. Addie picks out a bedtime story for us to read.
What's it called?
My book, because I want you to read it.
We read the book, and I go to say goodnight, and...
Goodnight, Addie.
Who are you?
Oh, man, did you hear that?
Do you love me?
Good night.
Love you.
Love you. I leave the room and try clasping one of those childproof safety gates and give up, and...
Wait a minute. You just paused. Now, you said something. Now, why did you pause?
I paused, Studs, because what happened next was that I turned off my recorder and I cried my eyes out. 6 months earlier, I gave birth to my daughter, Lilia, and... she died in my arms 3 days later. I pause because when you're 6 months postpartum without your child and your friend's child sits in your lap and tells you she loves you, it's haunting and somehow holy. It's exactly what I needed, and it's heartbreaking as hell.
Vulnerability. Vulnerability.
You make me aware of my mortality and vulnerability.
I'm doing my best.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
That was Sarah Curtis with her 2015 People's Short Doc Award winner, Where Do I Find You Now? Resound host Gwen Maxey gave Sarah a ring to talk about the Third Coast Short Docs Challenge and her entry.
Hey, Gwen.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm pretty good. So, just kind of starting at the beginning, was there anything that surprised you about making that story?
Actually, yeah. I mean, I started feeling really emotional. And I was like, okay, that's it. Like, I want this 3-minute piece to hold complexity. I want it to be all kinds of things. I don't want it to just be sad, and I don't want it to just be dark and, you know, here's this woman who lost her child. How intense. Like, I wanted it to feel kind of like what I feel in life. Like, I wanted to transmit that to the listener. And I think by the time I was done with it, I felt like I wanted to say to the piece, like, thank you. It was pretty transformative, actually. So, yeah, it was incredibly surprising.
So, Sarah, if you had to explain the Short Docs Challenge to someone who's, like, never heard of it before, mm-hmm. How would you do that?
Okay, so the Short Docs competition is this incredible competition that gives, you know, new producers and seasoned producers an opportunity to feverishly make work with very specific rules and framework. I love this competition so much. I get excited for it every time it comes up because it gets people to kind of climb out of their whatever comfort zone they're in and be playful and be experimental and make something just for the sake of making it. You also feel like you're a part of this crazy tribe with people all over the world that are like just thinking and tinkering and imagining and organizing and going out and being curious about the world in new ways and then trying to make something of all of that and then share it with like thousands and thousands of people. That's a really unique opportunity.
And what are you hoping that getting the People's Choice Short Doc Award will do for you?
You know, I'm not sure what it will specifically do for my future, but I mean, already people from 6 continents have listened to this really intimate piece that I made and voted for me. And that's like incredibly, incredibly validating. Really, it's like, you know, gold out of crazy darkness. You know, I've just received emails from people about this piece, you know, from all over the world, really. So I'm honored.
That was Sarah Curtis talking with Third Coast Gwen Maxey about the Short Docs Challenge and Sarah's award-winning story. That's it for this episode of the podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of ReSound. And remember, it's fundraiser time here at Third Coast. So if you like downloading this podcast, entering the Short Docs Challenge, or simply knowing that we're somewhere you can go to learn about the best in audio storytelling, then please consider supporting us. You can donate over at thirdcoastfestival.org, and we'd really appreciate that. And if you've given already, well then, you're just the best. Thanks so much. All right, till next week then, I'm Dennis Funk, and thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.